of parts of modern states, especially when those states are democratic states. Now, I took the view from the beginning, and I haven't changed, that I've never met a good Catalan argument for breaking up Spain. It is an ideology fueled entirely, in my opinion, by selfishness and greed. It is already the richest part of Spain, and it wants rid of the rest of Spain so that it can become even richer. Incidentally, the Basque Country is the second richest part of Spain, and it too would be richer if it could be shot of the poorer regions of Spain. Having said that, it's quite clear to me that the Spanish government has done everything possible to make reconciliation with those who wish independence in Catalonia simply impossible. They have done everything wrong. Instead of saying, as they ought to have said, you can have as many referenda as you like, won't make any difference. You already signed up for a constitution in Spain which declares unequivocally that Spain is indivisible. And 91% of the people of Catalonia voted for that constitution. And the constitution has not been changed. Instead of doing that, they seized ballot papers, seized election material, sent in the Guardia Civil with all the echoes that that has of the long decades of Spanish fascist dictatorship. And they thugged their way through the referendum day. And now they have effectively abolished Catalonia's autonomy. They are taking control of even the media in Catalonia. I'm not sure what earthly point there is of that, because no one will listen to it, no one will read it, no one will accept potentially thousands of police officers from outside of Catalonia keeping what they might like to imagine will be order on the streets of Catalonia. There won't be order. There'll be hundreds of thousands of people, maybe millions, contesting Spanish authority every step of the way. Now, I make this point. It's, I think, a powerful one, but it's not a popular one in many quarters. When Western countries recognized the unilateral declaration of independence of the Serbian province of Kosovo, they opened a Pandora's box. When the United Nations and then the International Court declared that breakaway from Serbia, unilaterally declared to be lawful, as indeed recognition of that breakaway would be lawful, they opened the way for Catalonia to break away from Spain. That's my point of view. Let's hear our guests. Matthew Bennett is the editor of the Spain Report, a specialist then on Spanish affairs, and I'm grateful to Matthew for joining us here today. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Good morning, George. Thank you very much.
Now, what do you think about what I've just said and about the situation in general?
Well, most of the first part of that actually wasn't a bad summary at all. So well done. The measures that they're going to take now, the suspension of home rule in Catalonia, if you like, is not happening just yet, although the finances have been controlled since before October 1st. That suspension of home rule process is happening this week. So the Spanish Prime Minister announced the measures that his government would like to take, is probably going to take, on Saturday, and that will be debated and voted on in the Spanish Senate on Friday, this Friday coming, which the governing popular party controls, so it will likely all pass because they have the support of the socialists too. But the measures themselves for the suspension of home rule won't come into play until Saturday, likely. The point you made, I think, about how they handled the October 1st policing is valid. they could have let it go, but this time, because there was a previous referendum or simulated vote or whatever we want to call it back in 2014, and Mr. Rajoy this time decided that he wasn't going to let that pass. He wasn't going to let that happen again. He wasn't going to let Catalan separatists make a fool of him again, if you like, by letting this other vote happen. And on that Sunday morning, in theory, the Catalan police were going to act more decisively than they did do to close all of these polling stations and stop people voting themselves. But it became clear early on the Sunday morning that they hadn't acted to do that. So the Home Office in Spain decided to send in the Civil Guard and the National Police riot squads.
Yes, and the rest is history. It's never a good look battering people for the temerity of trying to vote, albeit in an illegal contest. But that's all happened now. The question is, Matthew, what happens next? Because I'll tell you my view. If you have millions of people on the street and not cooperating with the state, the state's rule, its hegemony in the area is over. And the next step is blood. I hope, against hope, that that does not happen. But there's a very real possibility that it might.
Right. You mentioned Serbia and Kosovo before. Some articles have been written along those lines. That's this all this, by the way, you're quite right. This is why Spain has never recognised Kosovo still. But it remains to be seen. It's not going to go the way of Yugoslavia. It might, if they do it really wrong, if this all goes really wrong at some point over the next few months, we might sort of go down the path of Northern Ireland or the old Basque Country. Hopefully we won't, like you say. I wouldn't like to see that at all, as would nobody else would either. But we'll have to wait and see. This week, we have to see if Mr. Puigdemont declares independence more formally or more clearly. Spain is still confused about whether or not he did or he didn't a couple of weeks ago. So we'll have to see if he declares independence more formally. There's going to be a session now in the Catalan Parliament on Thursday, perhaps to that end, or perhaps he will try to be confusing again, as he was with the last session and with the letters. And then on Friday, we've got this business in the Senate, which will see the formal application or the formal formal application of the suspension of Home Rule. Then we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see if all of those people come out onto the streets or not. There is a radical left separatist element that would like to see that. So there was an editorial in one of the most separatist online news sites here yesterday, I think it was, calling for that kind of insurrection or that kind of move onto the streets in response to all of this from Madrid. Will it happen or won't it? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see what they do, for example, with teachers' pay or with public workers' pay. Will people actually start to struggle for this once Madrid imposes the suspension of home rule? Will they be willing to sacrifice something to struggle for their aim?
Tell me this. What's the attitude of public opinion in the rest of Spain now as this whole crisis sharpens?
Well, just before the vote week, or in the week before the vote, we started to see something we haven't really seen in Spain, at least for the last 10 or 15 years, which is a kind of rise in Spanish, social rise in Spanish nationalism or Spanish patriotism. So in the week before, as some Civil Guard units were being sent to Catalonia from around the rest of the country, people started posting videos online of families and friends of the Civil Guards and policemen being sent off to Catalonia with flags and chants. And from there, lots and lots of Spanish flags started appearing on balconies all around the country. This only used to happen with football, when the Spanish national football team was playing in the World Cup or something. So this is the first time that I can remember, certainly, and I've been here for 20 years now, this is the first time I can remember of this kind of Spanish patriotism appearing for something that's not football.
On the subject of football, I know it's a trifle banal compared to all the rest, but Yeah.